Hello guys, welcome to the Messy Potatoes Game Show. Wait, oops, technical difficulties, I'm cutting off. I'm back on. It's Mesopotamia. Today we will learn more about the mysteries behind Mesopotamia. Our topic today is technology. First, we will introduce the guests. There are three guests today. All of them are experts in Mesopotamia. We have Isaac, our archaeologist, Ian, our Mesopotamian survivor, and Mavis, our amazing A-star student in Mesopotamia.
Hi, peeps.
Where am I?
I made it to win.
My assistant, Emmanuel, will show us the prize.
Look, a golden messy potatoes trophy.
Not edible, and it's a choking hazard. Keep children away. But first, to 4 point wins.
Just get on with the show.
We must start.
What he said.
Okay, the first question on technology is, name five things the Mesopotamians invented.
I know they invented the ziggurat, the wheel, the arch, the potter's wheel, map, and that's all I know.
The culture, medicine, and that's it.
Messy potatoes.
Sorry, Emmanuel, that is the name of the award.
Chariot, irrigation, clothes making, plowing, let's see, housing?
I love all the answers, but I must give 1 point to Isaac.
Yay! Thanks, Kyle.
Why? We all gave 5 answers.
Biased much.
Called sensible answers.
The next question is establishing a fact about time in Mesopotamia. Ian!
They use a base of 60 for seconds, minutes, and hour. Based on this, we will think that they use this time to spread out work for all purposes.
Correct!
Time is for homework.
Sorry, Emmanuel, you're not even in this competition.
Minute.
The point goes to Ian. Now it is 1 point for Ian and Isaac and 0 points for Mavis.
Wow. Amazing.
A star for being a Mesopotamian survivor.
Let's move on. What is the use of writing and what's the first form of writing? Mavis.
I know. They use cuneiform as the first form of writing. People like scribes use clay tablets to write on. The most famous is Epic of Gilgamesh. As a use of this, they develop numbers based on wedges.
It's macaroni the best thing.
Sorry, Emmanuel, but Mavis is right. Now it's a three-way tie.
Yay!
What? I should be leading!
I caught up!
Now, please answer this. Name a medicine and its use.
Tylenol.
You didn't even explain its use, Ian. Incorrect.
What a shame.
Priests utter spells with oils and wine, a sacred mark of devotion to the god of whom appealing for cure. This makes it so if the patient gets better, they would think it's God's intervention. Also, there is a powder willow bark, like it is like aspirin in modern days.
Correct. Isaac's in the lead. 2 points for Isaac and 1 point for Mavis and Ian.
Yay!
I was just about to...
Next question! What is a ziggurat and its significance? Ian!
A survivor says, touch your head.
Just say the answer!
Fine, a ziggurat is a big temple with lots of steps. This significance is how they can remember the gods and bring 3,000 and more offerings.
That's almost correct, but unfortunately I can't give it to you.
It is for people to worship their 3,000 more gods.
That's correct, Ian. Ian and Isaac tied for the lead with 2.8. Mavis, on the other hand, still has 1 point.
What? I'm speaking.
Sorry, but I heard Ian's answer.
What a shame. For a star student to not be heard.
Moving on, how did arches make a difference in Mesopotamia? Mavis, since you were not heard, speak louder!
The arches allowed the Mesopotamia seams to build stronger bridges and doorways because the arch allowed them to hold more weight. It was made by sticking wedge-shaped bricks together.
Arches are in a circle and seagulls stop it now.
2,000 years later.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. I'm better than you all.
Hey!
Liar.
Right now, it is now a three-way tie for 2 points for all three contestants. Stop. It's time for our next question. What does astronomy do and its significance?
They studied 12 phases of the moon in lunar months and was later passed on to Jewish and Greek. This is later passed on to the modern day, how it impacted us to study further down into space.
The Babylonians!
The Canadians!
So the point goes to Isaac and Ian. So they score for Isaac and Eve and two for Mavis. Next question. How did the sailboat help the Mesopotamians?
Sailboats for riding up the sky.
Incorrect.
Me. The sailboat was a transportation on water that helped the Mesopotamian travel through seas instead of traveling on land. It was a great invention that is still used today.
It's for getting fries.
No, it is not for fries, even though it seems delicious.
Did I get it right?
Yes, you did. It's a three-way tie between our contestants for 3 points.
What? I should win!
Next question. What is a wheel invented for and its significance?
It was used for warfare on the battering ram with canopy and wheels. It was for rushing into walls while building it. This was mainly used in the medieval period with King Arthur.
The Mesopotamian people, like the Assyrians, invented spoke wheel to improve chariots to be lighter and faster to outrun soldiers. This later caused cars in our world, like lighter cars and heavier cars.
They used wheels to carry loads like trade, food, water, like trying to move things from one place to another, like the sailboat on land. This was later pulled by horses.
Oh, I know for sure what the wheel was for. It was for the wheelie trying to move.
Oh. Those are all good. Let me discuss with my assistant. Well, it turns out it happens to be a three-way tie, so everyone gets a trophy.
Even me?
Except for Emmanuel, since she's my assistant and she's not participating. Now, get out the extra trophies.
I won.
Me